Welcome to Balance Your Life podcast. My name is Megan Farrell, and I am the host of the show. This podcast is designed to inspire and empower you to start and maintain your own wellness journey so you can become the best version of yourself. Let's begin. Hello, and welcome back to the final podcast episode of 2022. I am your host, Megan Farrell Gordon, and I am so grateful for every single one of you who has taken the time out throughout this year and throughout previous years to support me, to support the show, to listen in, to ask questions, to interact with our guest. I couldn't do any of this, if it wasn't for all of you. I feel so blessed and grateful. Last night I was writing in my gratitude journal about how far the show has gone. And when I started this back in 2018, I never thought that it would go as far as it has gone. I've had absolutely incredible guests on the show that I never would have met if it wasn't for this podcast. You know, I'm just feeling very, very grateful and very, very blessed for all of you who are there to support me in every aspect of my business. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. Today we are ending things off with my favorite things of 2022. Now, if you watch my Instagram stories, a lot of this stuff you will see pop up. I talk about a lot of this stuff online throughout social media. I've also podcasted about some of these things. You'll also see some of these things in my Amazon store, products that is, not the actual practices and rituals of some of these things, but I thought it would be nice to have it all in one specific spot so that, you know, maybe you're looking for some inspiration for holiday gifts this year or just to treat yourself for the holiday, or maybe it's Boxing Day or, you know, the week afterwards and you want to buy yourself something special. My hope is that this podcast episode just serves as some inspiration for you in all things beauty, wellness, lifestyle, fitness, business. And it's also just a really fun way to end off things for the year. Nothing serious, just a lighthearted podcast episode. So I will let you know that some of the stuff you can definitely find in my Amazon storefront, so make sure you are following my storefront. I will make sure it is linked in the show notes. I also do have codes for you guys for some of these things. Not all of them, obviously, but some of these things I have codes for you, so you can capitalize on some savings that way. And I thought we would just kind of hop right into things. So, my favorite things of 2022. Let's start with the beauty category. This is one of the bigger categories, that in the wellness category. Beauty is always fun to kick things off with. So first things first is a silk pillowcase. I've talked about silk pillowcases before. I got one last Christmas and I am totally obsessed with it. Not only does my skin feel less dry in the morning, but my hair is less frizzy. It feels less dry. It always holds cool too, so you don't get like that hotness that you do from some other pillowcases that are like cotton or flannel. The silk pillowcase is really nice. Brad's tried to steal mine a few times, but he will be getting his own because I love mine. I got mine from Amazon. It's a really nice just white pillowcase. It goes with everything. Then we have the scalp massager. I got mine from Sephora a few years ago. I have not looked back. It's amazing for boosting circulation to the scalp. So if you struggle with thinning hair or hair that was shedding, I noticed a few years ago that my hair really started to shed and I felt like I was losing a lot of hair. So I've done a couple of things in my hair journey and one of them is definitely the scalp massager. I use mine specifically when I'm using like a hair oil to get everything really, really in there. But then also randomly at nighttime, like I'll just for 5 or 10 minutes while we're watching a movie or TV, I use the scalp massager on my head. And I just find that it really makes my hair feel better. Like I said, it boosts circulation. So it does all this good stuff. And I feel like you can't go wrong. I spent $16 on mine and I've had it for a few years now. Then we have the Jade Roller. I use mine as an ice roller. I throw mine in the freezer. And I find that it really helps with the lymphatic drainage in the face. I love jade. It's known as, like, you know, it is said to help with luck. It's associated with the heart chakra. It's good for serenity, gentleness, kind of finding that balance there. And jade is also really great for holding cold naturally or cool naturally. So popping in the freezer just gives it that little extra kick. And then I use it after my skincare to help seal everything in and to help with some lymphatic drainage. The Fable and Mane Hair Oil. I started using this, I think, last Christmas as well. And I kept hearing about the hype of hair oils. You know, I originally heard about the hype of it for skin, and then I started using facial oil in my skincare. Loved the difference that that made, so thought, you know, hair oil will be just as amazing, and it is. The one from Fable and Mane, which I got at Sephora, is clean. It's part of the Clean Beauty Skin line there, or I guess beauty line. Whenever I wash my hair, I do my hair oil. So I have long, it's thin hair, but I have a lot of it. So I do use up a lot of hair oil, but I do it specifically all over my scalp, and then I take it down all the ends. I leave it on for a few hours. I use my scalp massager to really get it in there. And then I wash it out as normal when I'm doing my shower. The Weleda Skin Food Body Butter. Ever since I started buying this about a year ago, this has become a ride or die. I have used other body butters, and I honestly just keep going back to this one. It smells amazing. Like, it smells so clean. It is truly a very clean skincare product. It's thick. It's great for dry skin. I love it in the wintertime, but honestly, I use it in the summertime too. So I just think it's a really, really nice body butter. It doesn't go on heavy. It feels heavy, but it doesn't, like, sit on the skin heavy. My skin always feels so soft and supple after it, and the smell is just, it's to die for. Also part of my hair care routine is the Brigio Superfoods Avocado and Kiwi Mega Moisture Leave-In Spray. Love this stuff. I've been using it for about a year now. I use it as leave-in conditioner after I've done my regular shampoo and conditioner. Smells amazing. It's part of the Clean Beauty line at Sephora. It's not too heavy, so it doesn't weigh the hair down and, like, make it greasy. It's really nice. I spray it kind of all in my hair, and then I run my wet hairbrush through it and really, like, make sure it gets in everywhere. Let my hair air dry for a little bit. And then when it's about 85-90% air dry, I will take I have like a curling iron hair dryer situation. And I will just use that to help get rid of any frizz and, you know, make sure my hair is actually dry before I go to sleep, because I like to wash my hair at night. The True Botanical line. So there's a couple of things in this line specifically that I'm obsessed with. I love it so much that, you know, I was raving about it, and then Brad started stealing it from me. And it's quite an expensive skincare line, but truly, my skin has never looked better than when I've been using this line. I have to figure out a way to have this regularly in stock, because my skin truly never looked so clear. It's never looked so dewy, soft, supple, all that good stuff, other than using this True Botanical line. And a few months ago, I had a wicked reaction to another skincare line. It wasn't True Botanicals, and it really made me question some of the other skincare lines. Like, I do get sent so many PR packages that, you know, I often have different skincare on hand, but this is one that I'm like, you know what? I need to buy this and restock on this, because it truly makes such a huge difference. So specifically, I love the Renew Shibuya Extreme Cream from them. I love the Renew Pure Radiance Oil, the Renew Shibuya Active Serum, and then their Cleansing Balm as well. So four products from True Botanicals. Love them all. Can't say enough about them, and they're definitely ones that I will go back to again and again. If you are a little bit on a budget, I swear by this cleansing balm. I do love the True Botanical ones, truly, but the cleansing balm from e.l.f. is honestly, it's amazing. It was $12. I generally do like the e.l.f. line. I think it's a good brand. It's not as expensive as some of these other ones. And when I saw that they had a cleansing balm, it was like $12. I was like, why not? I found it at Shoppers Drug Mart and bought it and then kept picking it up because it was that good. It's really, really hydrating. And I find that it really gets off all of the makeup if I'm wearing any or just like all the dirt and grime from the day. It does a good job and it's $12. So can't beat the price on it and I think it's a great product. The Verst Lip Oil. I've had this one. A little goes a long way. I've had this product for a while. It's like two ingredients. It's like jojoba oil. I never know if I'm saying that right. But jojoba oil and vitamin E. It seeps in so nicely to the lips. I load my lips up with it at nighttime and fall asleep with it. It really makes my lips feel really soft. There's no cracks in them. You know, I think it's really important to have moisturized lips because A, I think it just looks better and B, that way no bacteria or anything's getting into it. So love the Verst Lip Oil. And like I said, some oils and some lip balms are just full of nasty stuff. The Verst one is a really clean brand for a drugstore brand. The SOS Daily Rescue Facial Spray by Tower 28. I got this as a sample in a clean beauty starter kit. I found one on Sephora, back in the springtime. And it came with a bunch of things. And this was when I was really looking at all the makeup products I have. I really don't wear a lot of makeup. But I do, when I do wear it, I like to make sure I'm using clean stuff. And I was at a point in my life where I was really evaluating the products that I was using. And so I thought, you know, I needed to get rid of everything. And this clean starter pack had a bunch of makeup samples in it that I was like, perfect, I can try a few out, see what I like, and then just kind of go from there. And this product was in it. So there's been a few times where, you know, if you ever have like a pimple or, you know, some red on your face, or you've cut yourself, I've unfortunately cut myself a few times, like shaving my face, which is not a very sexy thing to say. But if I spray this, I use this facial spray. I don't use it every day. It is meant, like, if you have eczema and stuff, it is meant to be used every day. I don't, so I just like to use it for special occasions. And when I have used it, if I have, like, a cut on my nose or my face or anything, I mean, I feel like the cut heals itself so quickly. I don't know what is in this stuff, magic. But if you're somebody who struggles with, like, eczema on the face or acne or you have a cut, I think this product works really, really well. And it's part of their clean beauty line. The Black Eyeliner by Nude by Nature. Again, went through a phase of getting rid of all of my beauty products and skincare products that weren't necessarily clean. I know there's good brands at Sephora, but I wanted something that was a little bit more budget friendly. And I knew the Nude by Nature line at Shoppers had a good reputation for being clean. I will say I'm not a huge fan of their lipstick, but their eyeliner is awesome. I find it lasts a really long time. It goes on really dark and pigmented. And I think it's important. I mean, I think it's always important to have clean beauty products on hand, but especially when anything is like near the eye. So I like this black eyeliner. I think it's great. I think it goes on great. I think it comes off great and it's clean, which we love. The Limitless Lash Mascara by Ilia in black. Another clean beauty line at Sephora. This stuff is gold. I really don't wear makeup very often, so I only get like their sample size. And I find, you know, you're supposed to toss out mascara every 3 months, which I do. And I find I still have a lot left over, mainly because I just don't wear it very often. The full size one isn't cheap. But I will say, once again, if you're using something near the eye, I think it's really important to use something that's clean. This stuff has no parabens in it, no mineral oil. It goes on really well. It's not, like, it's thick, but it doesn't, like, gunk the eyelashes together. Everything looks really, like, just clean on there. It separates the lashes really nicely, gives them a nice curl. I think it's a great product. My wet hairbrush, I do use it when my hair is not wet, but it works really well when your hair is wet too. It's designed to work on wet hair, and I use it with my leave-in conditioner specifically. Like, I'll spray some of that leave-in conditioner on the wet hairbrush, then I run the brush through my hair to make sure it's evenly distributed. But I think it's just a really great hairbrush. It's budget friendly. It did not break the budget. I've had mine forever, and you can use it on both dry and wet hair, so you kind of get the best of both worlds. Reusable bamboo makeup remover pads from Florence. I will be honest and say that I received some products from Florence as a PR package, and in it was the reusable bamboo makeup remover pads. I think it's absolutely brilliant. Love that it's bamboo, so it's sustainable, but it's also reusable. So, you know, I got enough that it usually lasts me all week. Then I throw it in the wash to get them clean. That way you're not using cotton pads, throwing them out every single time or after every single use. I just think it's an absolute brilliant idea. I use mine specifically with my cleanser, and I find like they're wide enough too that you make sure that you get everywhere on the face, which is golden. I recently started dermaplaning my face, or just face shaving. I was so hesitant to do it, and it's made a huge difference. I find that my skincare just absorbs so much better. My skin looks better. It's super exfoliating. You know, they say the reason why men don't age as quickly is because they're constantly shaving and exfoliating their face. And I will say, like, I was so nervous that I would, like, have Chewbacca hair growing back afterwards. There is no more hair than there was before. Like, you know, the little like peach fuzz you get, that does come back, obviously. But it doesn't come in darker or thicker or anything. So I like to personally use a men's razor for face shaving. I don't like those dermaplane like razors. I find that they just don't do as good of a job. I will sometimes use one around my eyebrows just because the blade's a little bit smaller and it's a little bit easier to maneuver. But as long as you're super careful, I find that the men's razor just does a bang up job when it comes to face shaving. I mean, you could use a female razor too, but get one that doesn't have like those built in silk like softening bars. You know, we all know the ones that I mean. Like, you just want a straight up straight razor, nothing fancy part of it. So back in the spring, I found a manicurist near me who used non-toxic gel nail polish, which I was like, yes, this is my girl. I love getting my nails done, but I've been very mindful about trying to consume things, either by eating them or putting them on my body, that are non-toxic. Because I feel like we just live in a toxic environment. So if I can do any part in reducing the amount of toxins that I put on my body, I'm all for that. So this is a non-toxic gel nail polish by Beatles. I actually do have it on my Amazon page, and that's exactly where she got it from. She showed me the brand. She's like, I got it from Amazon. I think it's amazing. Non-toxic. There's like six toxic-free things that like are not in it that a regular nail polish has. I don't know if it was the lady who did my manicure, if it was the nail polish itself or like a combination of both, but my nail polish literally lasted like 6 weeks, and I took it off myself because I was just getting kind of bored at the color, but it was still on there, and it's still like, I never had any chips. My nails started to grow out, but I never had any chips in it. Like, it was just a beautiful gel nail polish that I absolutely loved. And then I loved that it was non-toxic. And finally, in the beauty category, we have the Hyaluronic Acid Face Sheet Mask by Naturally Upper Canada. So I like these because they're paraben-free, they're eco-friendly, and they're cruelty-free. It's also hyaluronic acid, so it really plumps and soothes the face. I throw mine on as my last step in my skincare routine. So after not quite the last step. I do it after I've put on my face moisturizer. I will throw on the sheet mask. I will sit with it for like 15 or 20 minutes. I use my J roller as well, and I'll just like use it to massage the product into my face. It's absolutely lovely. Especially, here's the hack: your jade roller is in the freezer, and then your sheet masks are also in the fridge, so everything is cold. And I find it just really seals in the rest of your skincare. It feels really soothing on the face. Then you're using the J roller, you're getting everything in. It's a great life hack, truly. And it's a clean brand, so I do really like that. And then I follow it up afterwards with some face oil. So let's dive into the wellness and lifestyle category. So another large category here. First thing on the list I have is my shower filter. This is on my Amazon page, and the shower filter, it's pretty universal. It fits with most shower heads, but it goes through 20 different stages. So it removes things like chlorine and heavy metals from the shower. And I've had so many experts on the podcast just talk about how toxic our drinking water is. If you're on well, even, yes, your water is cleaner, but there can usually be some hard sediment in it. And this shower filter gets rid of everything, or it gets rid of most things, I should say. I won't say everything, because I feel like I can't make that promise to you. But I just feel better knowing that I'm doing a small part in trying to clean my water, especially since I shower every single day. You know, if you're like a mom or you're pregnant, I feel like that's really important to consider too, that you're not bathing your baby in toxic drinking water. And it cost, really, it did not cost very much. I think it was like $40, $45 on Amazon. And, you know, install it once and you're good to go. Then we have the Life Straw Jug with filters. I have the BPA-free one, but there is also a glass one that I've had my eye on. I feel like it's the glass is the only you can get in the States, but the BPA-free one I got from here. It's available on Amazon and at Walmart as well, which is kind of handy. I'm not really a Walmart person, but it is handy if you need the filters or anything to get things like that from there. Same thing. It goes through a bunch of different stages. I think it's like 10 stages that it goes through just to remove heavy metals, chlorine, all that kind of nasty stuff that can end up in our city drinking water. I feel like I'm doing a small part to drink water every single day. So if I can do something to help filter out some of the crap that's in the water, I think it's just a win-win. You do have to replace the filters every 3 months. But the jug itself, once you have it, and then you can just replace the filters. It did not cost me very much. Every time I get the filters, I get like 3 at a time, and I think it's about $40. The jug itself was maybe $40 as well. I feel like it's a really small price to pay just to do that extra bit of work for making sure you have good, clean, quality water. This is both a product and kind of a life hack, but eucalyptus oil in the shower. You could get, if you have access to eucalyptus leaves or like a plant, you could tie the plants along the shower filter. Make sure you give it a rinse first just to make sure there's no like debris, dirt, or bugs on it, and then hang it up in your shower. That would be a lovely little spa situation. But if you're like me and you don't have access to that, I just take really clean, pure quality essential oil, and I just do a couple of splashes along the shower wall with it. The shower smells like a spa. It just opens up the sinuses. Everything feels so good. I love eucalyptus. Obviously, if you have a reaction or like an allergy to it, don't use eucalyptus. You can use like peppermint. That would also be super lovely. I love the scent of eucalyptus though, so I love to use that in the shower. Just make sure you're using a clean, pure quality oil. There's a lot of oils out there that are filled with just fillers, or they're really watered down. Sage is a great brand. I know doTERRA and Young Living get kind of a bad rep because they're like an MLM type of situation, and sometimes that throws people off, but the oils themselves are actually really great quality. So if you happen to know anyone who can get it for you, or you yourself, like I am with doTERRA, I don't sell it. I just use it because you can pay like a yearly fee and then you get the wholesale prices. So I use that to get my oils. But I think it's just a really nice little extra luxurious thing that you can do that doesn't break the bank. This one is a great life hack. the yoga ball for sitting at my desk. So I don't have like a desk chair anymore. I literally sit on my yoga ball. I feel like it's perfect because you get in a, like a little bit of core as well when you're sitting on it. I just find that like it forces me not to hunch over, or I guess like lets me hunch over. Like I do have to keep my core engaged while I'm doing it. I feel like it's just like a really simple life hack that it was super easy for me to implement. I got rid of my desk chair and I swapped it out for a yoga ball. So it was a win-win. So you've definitely seen this on my Instagram stories if you follow me on there. But the Vega One all-in-one plant-based protein and the Organica Enhanced Collagen. I throw both of these in my smoothies. I'm not a huge fan of whey protein. I'm not plant-based. Like, I mean, I do eat, obviously, vegetables. But I'm not, like, a vegan or vegetarian. But I do prefer plant-based protein. For me, it just works a little better and I digest it a little better. But I like both of them because I think I make my smoothie every single day. And it's a really quick and easy way to make sure that I'm getting actual good amount of protein. The Vega one has 20 grams of protein in it. And then I'm adding in my collagen as well. Wool dryer balls. I feel like that was like a mouthful to say, but I stopped using like fabric sheets. Oh my gosh, like 3 years ago, I switched to wool dryer balls. Make sure they're wool and they're not the plastic ones, or you'll hear like the balls moving through the dryer as everything's drying in it. I like to add some essential oils to the wool dryer balls, throw it in with the dryer. My clothes come out smelling really fresh and clean. But I'm also not using toxic like bounce sheets or anything. Actually, look at the bounce sheets. I shouldn't just say bounce sheets, like whatever fabric sheets you're using. They're full of chemicals. And again, super easy swap to do. I bought the wool dryer balls once. I can use them indefinitely. Super easy hack to do that just makes, you know, less toxins in your body. And my clothes, you know, they're soft. They don't get some, like some people worry about like the static. I've never had that experience with my wool dryer balls. Then we have the dry brush. I started with dry brushing this year. Game changer. I love it. It's supposed to help with circulation in the body. It's supposed to help remove toxins. It's very energizing. Feels very cleansing. You know, if you worry about cellulite, it's said to help supposedly with that as well. I just like it for the detoxing properties, but I take a dry brush. I go from the bottom, so like the feet towards the heart. I use some pressure just to like really make sure I'm getting some blood flow and circulation going. At first, you might feel like really sensitive to it. Like I was quite sensitive to it, but now I feel like I've built up enough of a outer layer that, you know, I can use some pressure without feeling it. And it takes me like 2 minutes to do before I hop in the shower. They say to do it in the morning time. Honestly, I do mine before the evening. And I feel like it doesn't, like, I feel like we're just detoxing the body. And like, it doesn't really matter what time of day we do it as long as we're doing it. So quick, easy hack. Got my dry brush at Winners. I think it's super easy to do and implement into your routine. It takes no time at all. There you go. The Vivo at Home Test urine strips. I received these as a sample. I did have the health and wellness expert at Vivo on the podcast. She'll be coming on in the new year, or I should say her episode will be released in the new year. I think this is great. When they sent it to me, I wasn't sure what to expect, but you literally get like a pack of four strips. It's an app you download. You download the app, tells you exactly what to do. You pee on these strips. And it gives you a breakdown of like 10 categories. So, you know, you can learn and see where your protein levels are at. If you're hydrated enough. If you have enough sodium in the body. There's 10 categories it goes through. And it scores you out of 10 for all of it. And if you do score really low in something, it tells you a supplement to take. Or like some food to take that will help counter being so low and to like help boost up your score in that specific category. So I think it's really inventive. I think it's very cool. It's so easy. You don't have to go to a doctor and get blood work done. You can literally like pee on these strips at home and get your test answers in minutes. The Based Natural Body Wash in Mint or Creme Brulee. I love both of them. I love the mint, just like I like it like a pinch more. The Creme Brulee is very nice, but I love anything that is like mint flavored. It's natural. I love it. When Brad's mom came to stay with us in the summertime, she used some of it and she was obsessed with it. So she went home and bought some too. It's just a really nice natural body wash to use. I got mine at Superstore, but I'm positive it's on my Amazon storefront as well. So you can buy it there or check online and see if you can buy it elsewhere. So this is more of like a fashion find, but I really don't have a fashion category. So I threw it in the wellness and lifestyle category. But this is lounge underwear. And full disclosure, I do work with them on collaborations, but I am literally obsessed with their products. The quality is just there. It's so good. And they have different sizes of bras that I've not seen in a lot of places. So I'm an A30. I'm relatively small on top, very small on top. And I can never find a 30 in a, like in the bra. So I usually have to get like an A32. And then there's like this awkward little gap in the bra. And they have a variety of different sizes. So it really ticks all the boxes if you're looking for a size that you can't find in like your normal underwear store. I like lounge. I think it's a fairly decently priced compared to a lot of brands out there. And the quality is there. Then we have Hydralyte for electrolytes. So for the days that you feel like you're a little more dehydrated or you're sweating a lot or you're working out and you need that little extra kick, I like Hydralyte. I specifically like the berry flavor for electrolytes. My naturopathic doctor did confirm that this was a good brand. I worked with them back in the springtime on a collaboration, but then I went back to them and asked for a discount code because I really liked the brand and I wanted to order more for myself. And I wanted to give you guys, my community, a discount code as well. So you can use code BALANCE by Megan for 25% off on their website. I will make sure that that is linked in the show notes for you. Then we have BLK Water, the BLK Drops, the Fulvic Acid Drops. I had the founders on the podcast. You gotta go listen to that podcast episode I did with them. We talk all about the benefits of fulvic acid. Again, it's super easy for me to implement into my already routine. I usually add them to my lemon water first thing in the morning, 10 to 15 drops. I know I'm doing something really easy and healthy for myself. And they have generously given you 20% off as well. So you can use code MEGAN20, all one word, for 20% off online. My copper tongue scraper. This was a winner's find. I had been looking for a tongue scraper for some time, but it was always kind of in the back of my mind. And then I would see one online, but it was like a stainless steel one or a plastic one. And I was like, no, in Ayurvedic practices, it has to be copper. So I ended up like, I walked into Winners, and it was the first thing I saw there. So I bought one for Brad and I. I use mine every time I brush my teeth, so twice a day. I do it after I brush my teeth. You just put it to the very back of your tongue, scrape it forward, rinse in between, but you do that 3 times. In Ayurvedic practices, it's said to help remove disease from the body because when we're sleeping or throughout the day, you know, that white film you get on the body or on the tongue is disease coming through and just all that nasty stuff. So you want to be scraping it off in the morning or evening. My diffuser with clean essential oils. I love having a diffuser. I do mine at night. I do mine during bed. I do it during the day instead of having candles go. I think diffusing essential oils is just a cleaner thing to be doing. I'm not a huge fan of candles. A lot of them are just super toxic. So again, though, you want to make sure that you're getting a clean essential oil and not something that's like full of fillers or just really watered down. So I put a couple of drops in my diffuser just kind of whatever I'm feeling. And then I have a beautiful smelling room and house. So I'm a huge fan of red light therapy, and I started using it a while ago when I was working at a tanning salon, and they had a red light therapy room. I'd never used the tanning bed, so I did not last very long at the tanning salon because I wanted it just for the red light therapy beds. But I'm a huge fan of red lights. You'll notice a lot of spas and salons are starting to use them in their practices. I know a lot of like doctors and chiropractors that use them as part of like physio or for healing. I had the founders of Kala Therapy on. So they have both red light therapy devices and like their SAD, S-A-D therapy lamp. They also recently just got an infrared sauna, which I'm absolutely obsessed with, and I need to save my pennies for it because I want it so badly. But I did a podcast episode with them. We talked about the benefits of red light therapy. I've talked about it before on this show, but they have very generously given you a discount code, Balance by Megan, for 10% off site-wide. So make sure you check that podcast episode out. Make sure you go check out Kala Therapy, Kala Red Light online. I think their products are really quality compared to a lot of red light therapy products out there. And you get to save some money by using code Balance by Megan. So along with the fact that I try to reduce all of toxic things in my life, I got rid of a lot of conventional all-purpose cleaners, bathroom cleaners, house cleaners. I instead switched to the doTERRA On Guard cleaner. So I use the cleaning concentrate and I add it to a spray bottle with cleaning vinegar, and I use that as an all-purpose cleaning spray. It smells amazing. It's clean. It's non-toxic. It gets the job done. It works just as well as any conventional house cleaner, but it's not toxic. So I think it's a great swap out to do. I buy the cleaning concentrate online. I think it's like $30, but honestly, like, I've had mine for a year and I'm still not even close to being using all of it. So a little goes a long way. And then I add the vinegar just to help as a cleaning base, and it's perfect as an alternative to conventional cleaners. Young Living also has one. I'm not sure what it's called, but both of them, the On Guard by doTERRA, and then, oh, it's Thieves by Young Living. It also is fantastic as well. Sage Smudge Stick, you've seen this online on my stories. I love to use one during my meditation practices or my breath work in the morning. Salt rock lamps. I have one in the bedroom. I also have one in our living room. It's a nice way to just help purify the air as well and to clean the air. And then instead of having like a really sharp light on at nighttime, it gives off like a nice subtle orange glow, and it just helps you wind down for the night. So the next two products I'm going to mention are by a brand called Attitude. So it's a baby laundry detergent and then the dish and bottle dishwashing soap. Love both of these. I switched to baby laundry detergent a little while ago. Baby laundry detergent is just naturally, it's cleaner, it's more gentle, it's more safe because it's made for babies. So it generally has less toxic chemicals in it. And then Attitude, I think, goes above and beyond to make sure that they really is clean and that there's absolutely no toxins in their products, and they're EWG verified. The dish and the bottle washing or dishwashing soap is also amazing by them. I think it does a fabulous job of cleaning. Then we have the Energy Bits LG tablets. I forgot to put the code in this little list that I have, so I make sure you check the show notes. I will make sure that I've listed it there for you. Energy Bits did give you a code to use, but I've talked about the algae tablets like 100 million times on this podcast. If you're someone who doesn't eat a lot of fruits and veggies, or maybe you do, but you've had like a day or two of not eating them fantastically, I think this is a great alternative. You get so much health punch in one of these tablets. Take a couple of them. I take mine with my smoothie, and there's so many health benefits to algae. So I've had the CEO, Catherine Arnston, on twice on the podcast. So make sure you go listen to those episodes out and see why you need algae in your life. Then we have the omega-3 from NutriSea. So I like this omega-3 because it has both EPA and DHA in it. It's a supplement that we really don't get a lot of unless you're eating a lot of fish. But generally, if you're not, we tend to lack a lot of omega-3s in our diet. So my naturopathic doctor put me on this, and I think it's a really good, clean, quality supplement. Then we have D-drops. I take the 2500 spectrum, and I take it two drops of it underneath the tongue. Especially in the winter time, we do not make enough vitamin D in our bodies, and I think this is a great supplement to do, especially for those of you that live in like colder climates like I do, and you're just not exposed to the sunshine every day. Finally, in this category, we have the NACA Platinum Liposomal. I'm sure I'm not saying that right, but it's the magnesium biglycinate. Every doctor and wellness practitioner that has come on this podcast has said that we are all, most of us, huge portion of us, are depleted in magnesium. And my naturopathic doctor confirmed that I should be taking a magnesium supplement just because we don't usually get enough from it in our diet. Even if we're eating a really well-rounded diet, magnesium is just one of those things that we do not get enough of. So I take that as a supplement. The one I take is by NACA Platinum. I take mine at nighttime. I think it tastes fine, tastes good. And I have noticed that my sleep has improved since taking it. So these are not really products, but I wanted to name them as well because they have made a huge difference in my wellness and lifestyle goals. Cold showers, so 3 minutes, as cold as you can get it. I do it in the morning. So this is not part of like my evening shower routine. Usually after my workout, hop in the shower, cold as it can go. I put a timer on for 3 minutes. You want to make sure you're starting out small and working your way up to it, especially if you find the cold very shocking. You do not want to be like hyperventilating in the shower. That defeats the whole purpose of it. Make sure you have nice, even keeled breathing and just notice the difference. I find that it really helps. It really, really energizes me. You know, it helps to boost your immunity. It's good for boosting the metabolism in the body. There's a whole host of benefits of cold showers, and it was something I was really reluctant to do, and I absolutely love doing it. So I think you should get on board with it too. Start with 15 seconds. That's all you need, and work up to 3 minutes from there. In line with the cold showers, same gentleman who recommends the cold showers is Wim Hof, aka the Iceman. I also do his breath work in the morning, so you can YouTube it. I love it. I do some affirmations with it, but all you really essentially do is breathe normally. He guides you through everything for 30 seconds. Then you hold it. So he has different levels you can do. It's usually a minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes. And then you hold your breath, let it all go, holding your breath. Then you're going to take another breath in for about 15 seconds. And then you go back through the breath pattern that he leads you through. You usually do about 2 to 3 rounds of this. Meditation. I'm not going to stick on this too long because I've talked about meditation 100 million times. But I truly feel that it has really set me up for a more peaceful, grounding, centering, successful life. And I just honestly cannot say enough about meditation. So there's lots of YouTube channels. I have a bunch on there. I have a bunch on Insight Timer as well, some guided meditations. There's apps as well. So just find a teacher you resonate with, start small, maybe 5 minutes, and work up from there. Okay, guys, we're almost done. So some of this could have gone in the lifestyle and wellness category, but I thought I would separate it. So we're diving into the fitness category. Very straightforward and simple. I have a glass water bottle. I prefer the taste in a glass water bottle, and it's not in plastic. So it's reusable. We love that. And I take my glass water bottle with me everywhere I go. I started incorporating weights into my fitness routine this year. I do weights twice a week. So I started off with 2 5-pound weights, so 10 pounds total. I've increased it to 2 10-pound weights, so 20 pounds total. And then I also have like a one 20 pound weight. So I have two 10 pound weights, or sometimes if I'm using like squats and prefer just to use one, I use the one 20 pound weight. I've noticed a huge difference since incorporating weights into my fitness routine. I find that I've toned up more. My body looks more like sculpted. And I love the feeling that lifting weights has given me, although I still do my Pilates and yoga every week too. Resistance bands have made a huge difference. I use the heavy one, like there's different levels of it. I use the heavy resistance one, but I started off with the medium one. I like to incorporate them with my weights as well. I find it just gives me a little bit of an extra weight to be using, and I just enjoy using them. So you can get them from Amazon. I think I got mine from like National Sports, but you can really find resistant bands anywhere. Finally, we have the Lululemon yoga mat. I've talked about this mat 100 million times. When I was in my yoga teacher training, everyone, like I raved about this mat so much, and then people used my mat throughout training and really liked it. I think there were like 5 or 6 people afterwards that went out after and bought the Lululemon yoga mat. The clothing brand is like, I do love their stuff, but I'm a diehard fan of their mat. Their grip is next level. I've never felt anything like it. There's no sliding at all. I specifically have the hot yoga mat. And even though I have done hot yoga, when I started doing yoga, I absolutely was not doing hot yoga. But I find like if you're someone who like gets sweaty hands or like other yoga mats are just super slippery to you, this like nothing moves on this yoga mat. It's perfect. And then if you have a business like I do, or you just want a fun hobby, here's just a couple of things that I use in my business, all linked on my Amazon page, but I truly find that they've just made a huge difference, especially when it comes to my business. So my Yeti mic, the quality of my podcast has improved substantially since using one. I love mine. It wasn't that expensive. I did get it as a Christmas gift, but I know it's not crazy, crazy expensive compared to other mics out there. And like my podcast quality went from like a 5 to a 10 with it. I bought an additional webcam just for Zoom calls. You know, instead of just using the camera that's in the laptop, buying that extra webcam, it didn't cost me very much. And I just find the quality has improved for visuals on my Zoom calls. And then I have the PLT headphones. To be completely fair, they are Brad's that I have stolen, but they're not as expensive as the Beats by Dre, and they are awesome. Like if I go on walks, if I listen to podcasts with them, when I'm doing my podcast interviews with them, I just feel like they're an amazing quality. They don't break the bank. And they last a long time. We've had these for a really long time, and they've been everywhere with us. We take them on our travels. They've gone through several moves, and they're as good as the day we bought them. So there you have it. That was a longer episode than I thought it was going to be, but I wanted to give some reasoning behind some of this stuff. So let me know if you use any of these products or these techniques and rituals in your own personal life. Maybe you have something in your personal life that I need to know about that you have found to be absolutely, truly life-changing. Let me know if you're going to gift anyone any of these or if you're going to gift yourself it. I'm here for it. Thank you so very much for being part of this community, for being part of the show. Thank you, as always, for leaving your 5-star ratings and reviews. I truly cannot express how much difference they make to me and to growing this community. It costs you nothing to do. It takes you 2 seconds of your time. And I'm just so beyond grateful for you to take the time to do it. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being here and supporting me on this 2022 journey. I can't wait to chat with you again in 2023. And I hope you all, whatever you celebrate, have an incredible holiday season. Until then. If you love this podcast episode, spread the love by sharing this with your friends and family, share it out on social media, and don't forget to give it a 5-star rating and review. From the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful that you are here. Until next time.